Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. May I please have the email on the account you're calling about?
Yes, the zip code 38066.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, and Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mom. I'll look at that account.
Well, ma'am, I don't have an account, but I was at, they were wanting a credit. Home Depot, is this legit about a Dyson cordless vacuum cleaner? This is what I, but before we
so
go any
further,
so you
don't have
I'm
an account, you just calling the X.
Yeah, is this legit? They want me to, I got some $5 shipping and I had a question there. I don't want an account or anything. And give my, a bank card with the security card. I don't do things, I'm not with all this fraud and abuse. So I didn't know if you could be very honest and open. Is this legit, this thing? Congratulations, and I answered the survey. You've won a Dyson, you can claim it, but you've had a $5 shipping fee. It sort of sounds not a whole lot. I know how big those are. So was this legitimate?
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we don't handle the Dyson vacuum. We handle the meal planning app.
What's that?
We handle the meal planning app. We don't do the Dyson vacuum.
Okay, well, that must be it. That must not be. They wanted me to give that kind of information, and I didn't want to supply that. Because I was just concerned, with the fraud and abuse that's out there for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I say. I mean, they do send out those vacuum. I am familiar with it, but we don't handle the vacuum, so I can't give you more information on that. We only handle the meal planning app.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to discard that. So that's good. You've been very helpful, and I thank you so much for your time today.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.